recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Ralph Recker. He is at St. Mary's Catholic Church in beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, I tried this example offered by Jesus once at a wedding banquet. I went in and sat as far in the back, away from the main table as I could, sort of like the good people in many Catholic churches. And sure enough, you know what happened? Everyone just let me sit there. Much of what we hear in today's readings seem contrary to what we've been taught in our society of the self-made American. We learn that if you don't toot your own horn, no one else will do it for you. We're told to always seek the best. No one remembers who got second place. Get yours while you can, and you gotta sell yourself. And while I'm not advocating letting yourself become a doormat, you must admit that humility does seem to be a dying art. Being a Benedictine monk, though, humility is something that is a vital part of monastic formation. In fact, Saint Benedict in his rule stresses humility vehemently and often. In fact, chapter 7, the longest chapter of his rule for monks, is dedicated singularly to the virtue of humility. He opens the chapter with the very scripture verse we heard in today's gospel, Luke 14:11. "Everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." He then likens humility to a ladder that must be ascended, a ladder with 12 steps. In fact, I believe it is the very first 12-step program. Let me give you a mini monastic formation conference on the 12 steps of humility. Step number 1, obey God's commandments. Well, that seems more like 10 steps than just one, but let's climb on. Number 2, follow not your own will, but God's. Wow, if I could just get this one right, I'd feel justified. 3, submit to a superior. which all married folks know doesn't always mean an abbot. 4, quietly put up with everything inflicted upon you. Or in other words, you've all seen the bumper sticker, no whining. Step number 5, make humble confession. We all know how humbling it can be to admit that we've been wrong. 6, accept what's crude and harsh as your just worth. Now, I don't think that Saint Benedict is suggesting we sleep on the floor and eat dirt, but we should always remember that everything is a gift from God. Number 7, interiorize and believe that you are, after all, only dust. In reality, in just a very few years, we'll all be dust again. That's very humbling. Number 8, work for the common good. 9, practice silence. I hear a lot of confessions, and one of the most common things I absolve is gossip. If you talk too much, sooner or later, the talk seems to turn toward your neighbor. Number 10, refrain from laughter and frivolity. Now, I have a sense of humor and enjoy a good joke, but we do have to be careful not to degenerate into what Saint Benedict calls buffoonery. Number 11, so when you do speak, speak softly. And finally, the 12th step is realized when a monk shows humility in his heart and in his appearance and in his actions. So I'm not suggesting you all join the monastery, but if you practice even a few of these steps, you may find yourself to be more pleasant company. And in addition, when we reach the heavenly banquet on Mount Zion, the New Jerusalem spoken of in the letter to the Hebrews, after we have returned back to the dust, perhaps then Jesus and God, the host of the banquet, will bid us, my friends, move up to a higher position.
And that is today's homily highlight. You're listening to Father Ralph Recker. He is the pastor at St. Mary's Church in beautiful Mount Angel, Oregon. And you can listen to part of that again or all of it again by going to materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app.